Well, great to see you out here as part of the Lloyd McDermott crew. Just fantastic to see so many kids out there having a bit of a go and the foundation getting stuck into it.
Jonathan, it's a pleasure to be here and hopefully we can bring some rain with us.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about the Lloyd McDermott Foundation and what it gets up to.
It's been established for over 20 years now. It was started by a barrister and former Wallaby, the first man to identify as an Indigenous man playing for his country, and Lloyd McDermott, and him and a group of his barrister friends got together and decided, you know, it's not good enough that one Indigenous man's played for the country, we need more. So they set up the foundation, and it's been going ever since.
It's going to take a little bit of time. There's only been 14 people that have been selected from my point of view for the Wallabies, but of course now you're getting a bunch of ladies into it, such as Mahalia Murphy and the like too, and we've got great diversity in it. You see the likes of these names called Longbottom and Murphy and the like who are playing in the sevens version of the game.
Yeah, well, we have a major sevens tournament every year in March at Coffs Harbour, and that's where Maurice Longbottom was discovered, and he's gone on to since represent Australia at Sevens World Cups.
And these things don't run on air, but who's been helping you? Rugby Australia and the various states, but also corporate support's pretty important as well.
Yes, the Kari Foundation, that's an Indigenous-run foundation in Sydney, they've been fantastic to us. They support in the anti-gambling and anti-tobacco industries are always chipping in, yeah. Qantas as well, and Rugby Australia, who give us IT support and office space, etc., yeah.
And have you found working there? You've been able to put up with Ben Whittaker?
No, Ben's been good. They've put the high-performance guys have put a few ideas together, which we're going to bring into fruition next year with the help and logistical and financial support of Rugby Australia. We're hoping to enter some teams in some age state divisions and, yeah, let's see how that goes.
Well, it seems that the NRC might be moving to February and March every year from now on, so the mail goes. What if we sat there and said, well, Lloyd McDermott Foundation want to have their team of their own. We'll go after Thursday, we'll go after the realities and all that sort of stuff to maybe have the first ever, you know, sort of Indigenous side, because you see it with the Maori All Blacks, the huge pride they have in that particular shirt. If feeding them internationals, they're known as All Blacks, and it's something we might have to have a bit of look here, because that would be something extremely alluring for not only players of a young event, but also, of course, players who may play other sports.
Well, that's something I've floated to Ben at the start of the year, actually having a women's team in the Aon Sevens. That's a university-based team. He wasn't exactly hot on the idea, a little lukewarm, but we're getting there. But I think it's got to come from within Rugby Australia. I'm a one-man show, and that's, you know, it's got to be driven by the governing body, and we're just waiting for them to make some decisions, and such as yours, a very good idea, but I'm waiting to hear from them.
And what about the magnificence that we have with the Indigenous tour to America? We're number one of those. Peter Fitzsimons, of course, from Bathurst leads the way, but, you know, a man from Queanbeyan's running the show, and Adam Fay's part of it as well. But that's fantastic, not only point of view that you get a bunch of the brothers together, but also you are able to go over to America and encourage Native American rugby. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? Because you don't only just go over there and play. You don't only get into the cultural stuff, but you also help develop the game in that part of the world too.
Yeah, I remember I saw that on Facebook, and I was, like you said, it wasn't just football, it was, looking at the Canadian culture, the American natives' culture, and it looked like a fantastic trip. It was a great idea.
And finally, what are our goals in the next 12 months to try and get this AON Sevens team up and running, but also have more intensity in regards to 15-a-side rugby and Indigenous fellas coming through? It's tough enough to actually play Super Rugby as it is, so it's not something I'd be too heavy to criticise about not getting people through of a particular race, but the fact is, it's just people need to be patient. Like Cody Walker, everybody wants him to reinvent the wheel, but it might be 4 or 5 years before he becomes the prop forward we want him to be.
Yeah, we need to find another 5 or 6, 10 Cody Walkers. We've had a lot of emphasis on sevens lately, but the game's not just for fleet-footed lightweights. We need to get the bigger kids involved, and then 15-a-side rugby's the way to go.
Well, if you want to find out more about yourself, Roderick, you can go to the website there, lordmcdermott.com.au, and tell us your email and your phone number at Rugby Australia. We can get a hold of you if one of our kids, or you're in your mid-20s and looking for things that are a little bit different other than the other football codes. We can get in touch with you.
Yeah, you can phone on 0402 006 130 or email rod.willey@rugby.com.au.